The Gemara mentioned the story of Achitofel. Achitofel is a senior consultant to Avshalom, plays a very, very big role in the rebellion of Avshalom on his father. And when he sees that it's not going well, Avshalom didn't listen to him. He went and he took his own life. Before he took his own life, he commanded his family what should be with all his nechasim. And according to some, this is the makar to the idea of divrei shchivmera ki chesuvim v'chesurim dami. But then the Gemara brought a brisa. Tanu rabbanu shloisha dvarim tziva Achitofel as banav. Achitofel commanded his children three things. He told them al tiu b'machlokes v'al timredu b'malchus beis David v'yontiv shel atzeres borer. Some say the yontiv shel atzeres bolol ziruchitim. He said, "Don't get involved in machlokes." He just saw what happens when you get involved in machlokes. He said, "Don't be murdered in malchus beis David." He just saw what happens when you rebel against malchus beis David. And then he says that if the weather is good, cloudy, not too cloudy, on Shavuos, it's going to be a good wheat crop. You should go ahead and you should be ziruchitim. And the Gemara went from there and had a whole digression about omens. Depending on the weather on Shavuos, what direction the wind is blowing on Shmini Hatzeres, a fascinating little Gemara tucked away here in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. You know, if you think about the three things that Achitofel told his sons in this Brisa before he died, it's a little bit Eino Yomer Ela Dershuni, right? He said, don't get involved in machloikis. That makes a lot of sense. He was just a victim of machloikis. He said, al timredu b'malchus beis David. He saw what happens when you're on the wrong side of a rebellion against malchus beis David. But then he tells him, if the weather is good, not so good, on Shavuos, ziruchitin. So I saw davar nifla in the Seif and the Tzaytzeyar from Agoyin Rav Reuven Mira Moshe, Rav Reuven Margolis. This is so kedarki b'kodesh. He says that yesh loimar, that third thing that Achitofel told his children, could be was related to the other two as well. He said Achitofel wanted that there should be peace between the family of Shalom and Malchus Beis David. He said, but sometimes when there's a machloikis, not so easy to make Shalom, right? There's things that get in the way. But you know what the problem is? That machloikis could sometimes transfer from generation to generation. So Achitofel pleaded with his sons and he said, you know, even if you're not going to be able to make machloikis, make Shalom right now, but at the very least, he said, after David HaMelech passes away, after Avshalom passes away, the next Adar, don't let this go further. At some point, stop this. This shouldn't be a generational fight. So he said, we know that David HaMelech was nifter when? David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. Everybody knows that. So he said, V'yontiv shel atzeres. He said, on Shavuos, he was hinting to when David HaMelech passes away, ziruchitin. What does chitin mean? So he says, the Gemara says, in Perek HaRoya, Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Alt, Omer Abchir Barabo, HaRoya chitin b'chaloim, if somebody has a dream, and in his dream he sees wheat, Rosh Shaloim, he should know that he saw peace, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hasom Gvuleich Shaloim, Chelev chitim Yazbiech, so he says, Lulei de Mistafino, the third thing Achitofel was saying, is very much in line with the first two things he was saying. It makes sense. No machlokes, no machlokes. Oh, by the way, you want to know if it's going to be a good wheat crop? Take a look at the forecast. And Shmuel says, no, it's all the same thing. What he was saying was that stay away from machlokes. Don't be married machlokes based David. And he said, Yontif Shal Atzeres. What he meant to say was when David HaMelech is going to pass away. Now we know it was Yontif Shal Atzeres. But when David HaMelech was going to pass away, he said, Chitim. He says, remember Shalom, Haraya Chitim B'Chaloim, Rosh Shalom, either way, very much. V'ruyin Advarim L'misha Amim.